This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks, that's where you're going to find some ergonomic perfection made out of wood. And you can bolt that to your rifle. Beauty. Just beauty. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. You're going to hear a lot of stuff coming up in the coming days about Shopify. Financial services for the gun industry is a tricky thing. And whenever I'm looking for financial services, I refer to this guy, this guy, my guest. His name is Charles Anderson. He runs a company called Gat Marketing. You've heard from him before. I hear from him on a regular basis. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
So, financial services for gun industry partners, is that tricky?
It certainly is. There's a lot of pressure from various organizations to put firearms companies into what is considered to be a high-risk merchant account. High-risk merchant accounts are typically direct response businesses, companies that might be dealing with pharmaceuticals or other, you know, questionable products, which firearms certainly should fall into. With that comes higher processing fees, larger scrutiny as far as what's happening, what's not. And the biggest problem with that is once you get into that high-risk merchant account, a bank is only allowed to have a certain percentage of their business fall underneath that high risk, which makes finding somebody to process for you much more difficult. And losing Shopify not only as a financial service, but also as an actual web solution and an easy door opener for companies to be able to get into selling online is a huge hit to the community.
So now I can see where banks would, you would say with banks that they have only so much they can do as far as the risk category.
Yes.
But is that what Shopify is doing? Are there actions as a result of the high risk, or is this discrimination?
You know, nobody really knows if Shopify was put under pressure because Shopify itself is not a bank. They're processing through some other merchant bank to handle the transaction, and they're bundling that as a service to other individuals. We can't know whether or not they have been mandated this by their bank. They're also not a U.S. company. They're a Canadian-based company. But I can tell you, looking at what we're seeing and looking at the types of products that are falling underneath this, it exceeds just firearms. It goes into even mounts and optics. And my understanding is that there are several individuals that do nothing but sell T-shirts that have been affected by this. So when you look at the broad reach, that does not speak to an issue related to a risk situation. It speaks to we have taken a social position that this is not something we want on our network.
So if they're a Canadian company, but they're doing business in the United States, are they bound by any laws within the U.S. as far as the way they conduct business?
Any company that does business outside of its home base is going to be subject to the laws of the place that they're doing business. So they would absolutely be subject to U.S. law, whether or not they're processing through U.S. banks or not. My indicators would because the funds aren't settled on across their accounts as Canadian funds, they're settled as U.S. funds, makes me think they're partnered with U.S. banks. But they would certainly have to follow U.S. laws and U.S. banking regulations for transactions that happen in the country.
So a lot of people have done business with these guys, and this seems to have been a top-down decision with them. And, I mean, they've been doing business with some of these people that I've been talking to 5-6 years. If they get out there, and I don't know how it works in finance, like in a no-fault state where you are a right to work or something, right to hire, they can fire you for your haircut. And they don't have to give you a reason for firing you. But if they give you a reason and then it's not a good reason, that can turn into something altogether different. Some of the people I'm talking to are being told by Shopify the reason we're letting go of you and we're not going to be doing services with you anymore is because you're in this industry. This, you know, the whole guns, accessories, you know, stuff that connects to it, everything else, T-shirts and everything else that are connected to the gun industry. Getting out there and putting that out there saying, well, we're discriminating you against you because, you know, of what you're doing, that social decision, as you put it, will that run afoul of the law?
Most likely not. There's a lot of protections. When you start comparing it to a right to work or you start comparing it to legislation that protects consumers or protects individual people, typically, the regulations are designed to try to help those individuals, give people protection against companies. We know when the rubber hits the road, that's not always the way that it works out, but typically in court cases and things of that nature, that's what you'll see happen. And again, I am not a legal expert as much as I'm more of the understanding of the financial side of things, the web development side of things, and the way this is affecting companies. But ultimately, when you're dealing with a service provider to a company, and that service can easily be replaced on like a job, you're in a situation where it's typically handled underneath their terms of service, and they do have the right to refuse service to any company that they feel does not fit their corporate structure or their corporate view that they're trying to put out of their business. So unfortunately, there may be some attempts at repercussions, but ultimately, I think that they're going to be found that they're allowed to do this and they're allowed to get away with this as horrible as it is.
One thing, I called Congressman Jeff Duncan's office today, and I asked them about this. And Duncan has introduced a bill in the House that will actually be doing something about this because this a lot of these companies, especially these companies that trade on the New York Stock Exchange like Shopify, in some way or another, take federal funding. Is that a way to tie them down and say, look, you know, if you guys are going to be public, be public. If you want to be private, be private. No more federal money for you. Because a lot of these guys like that federal money.
Oh, of course. And, you know, if actions are taken to step in and say that we are going to create a protected class for firearms companies or for any business that's doing business, because again, I mean, you know, this comes from, they came for my neighbor, they came for them, but they never came for me until it was too late, a type philosophy, right? Just because it's starting with firearms companies, you know, are they going to not process for Chick-fil-A anymore in the future because they feel that their Christian scriptures and messaging is not in line with their corporate structure? You know, at what point do they start to stop this line? So it would be fantastic to see some protections given to companies that just as long as what I'm selling is legal and the product that we're providing is legal, that there should be no way to shut us off purely because you find it to be a distasteful product. And frankly, it would be a good choice for the U.S. economy to not allow companies to start just willy-nilly deciding that they don't want to process anymore. I mean, we've got real lives of small to medium-sized people and businesses that are greatly disrupted. I have a friend that makes
T-shirts. Let me get you hold right there. We're coming up into the break. We'll pick it up at T-shirts. My guest is Charles Anderson, Gat Marketing. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look?
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, what you get, you start out with some raw wood, and you get the benefit of a whole lot of research and development, and it's going to be a one-off, bespoke, just for you, but it is greatness. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Talking the upheaval that happens within the gun community whenever financial services and other things that we have grown to depend on go away. Charles, you know the other day, like when I lost power and I was having issues and everything. These are sort of a new age issue, aren't they? Not having internet, not having a website, not having online services. It's a new age problem, but everybody's grown sort of used to having that business model.
It's a new age problem, but it's a problem that is fundamentally at the core no different than the problems that we've dealt with for centuries. Whether you have a brick-and-mortar business or you have an online business, you are running a company. And the ability for an outside person to come in and effectively shut down your business is no different than feudal times or, you know, aggressive times before. And that's what we're facing. And that's no different than what we're facing today, where people are building businesses, building lives, working from home, working remote, with the ability of the internet, something that has come to be expected is almost a basic right at this time. And having that ability ripped out right out from underneath them with minimal warning. I mean, for you to rebuild a website, we saw it when your website was rebuilt. This is not an overnight process. When you're dealing with processing and orders, and what about orders that are already open that might be sitting on back order? What do we do with fulfillment on these things? And in a lot of cases, what we've seen in other industries, when companies like Shopify or merchant accounts shut down an account, they will also hold your funds for a long period of time until your transactions settle out, which you might be in a situation where you were counting on that money to pay your power, your water, your whatever, and find out that you might not get that money due to a holding period of 90 to 180 days.
Finish telling me about your friend with the T-shirt business, because that, I mean, what's the difference between a T-shirt business that uses a gun theme and maybe a T-shirt business that's putting Che Guevara's face on it? What's the difference?
Well, that's the thing. Where is the one, right? This gentleman is a gentleman that's been in the firearms industry for a number of years. He's actually designed several of the packaging and products for products that many people have seen if they've walked into a gun store, right? And in order to help supplement the income for himself and his family, he started making witty T-shirts that are themed with firearms things. And he's in a situation where if he loses his store, he is not going to be able to put food on the table for his family tomorrow. He's not going to be able to pay his rent because he counts on the few thousand dollars a month that he's making selling these shirts online. And he's also invested heavily in inventory that he's sitting on. And now he may be looking at a large cost up front to either redevelop his store or be stuck with all of this inventory and no way to sell it online anymore. You know, this is hurting small businessmen across the country that have found a way to break out of the typical corporate structure mold and do something that they really love in a market that they really love. Firearms enthusiasts are incredibly passionate about what they do, as you are, as I am. And it's why we got into this, right? Because we love doing this. And to now have that ripped away and their ability to be able to support their families because someone in an ivory tower has decided that this doesn't look good on his, you know, his business resume or when he's out country golfing at the country club, that's a problem. And we need to take a stand as a people and say, this has to stop. We cannot stop. We cannot keep creating a stigma for businesses that are providing 100% legitimate and constitutionally protected product and say no more. You know, this attack on the Second Amendment, this attack on anyone who thinks outside of the liberal ideas is just absolutely absurd and has gone too far.
Should there be a set of rules by which, I mean, should it just be that simple as black and white, where if you want to sign a contract with us and we say yes, then the way you extract yourself from the contract is this, and we cannot terminate unless you do something malfeasant. I mean, is it that simple? Is if we do something like that, is that crossing a line?
I don't think we're crossing a line as long as we say it's right to provide a product and allow an individual to sell a product that's legal. If the product is legal and there is nothing wrong with or there is nothing illegal about the way the business is running, they should be allowed to do what they're doing. You know, I tend to side a little bit more on the libertarian side of things and say, you know, if what I'm doing isn't harming you, then I should be allowed to do it. And if what I'm doing is legal by the government, I should be allowed to do it. And business should have to follow the same basic principles. If I'm providing a service and that service is available, then that service should be available to me whether or not I'm selling Trump t-shirts or Hillary t-shirts, right? It needs to be a fair and even playing field that anything that is legal should be protected as something that should be able to be done through a service.
Well, I agree with that. I'm just I fully agree with the whole freedom concept of you should have the right to refuse service. However, and in some of the cases with some of these companies, with Shopify just entered into contracts with these guys for a year. Now, we're getting ready to come up on the break, and this time I want to have a little structure to this exit as we extricate ourselves from it. When we come back, I want us to do an imaginary scenario where, for some stupid reason, instead of letting you handle some of my stuff, I've decided to go the Shopify route, and they're going to take down my website, and I'm coming to you, and you got to save me, and I want you to walk us through how much of a process that's going to be. I want to talk about how much money is lost and how much money is going to have to be reinvested to pick it back up from the same place and stuff such as that if we can.
Sounds like a plan, Bill.
For those of you that are out there that are in the gun industry, if you're looking around and you're saying, well, I don't really know where to go now because I don't know who is and who isn't good to go with, GatMarketing.com, you can call them up, and they'll probably help you with that. Am I misspeaking there?
Not at all. We are okay. More than happy to help anybody that is selling a legal product and make sure that they're weathering the storm.
Very good. We'll be right back. My guest is Charles Anderson. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke was there. Now, Zinke also was out in California visiting some of the areas that were hit hardest by some of the wildfires. He spoke about what he saw and what we have to remember about everyone out in California and the firefighters.
We've had 6 deaths related, and we forget the firefighters, while they're in the front line, their homes and families are in jeopardy. Our hearts and prayers need to be with our frontline firefighters that are out there every day.
Music legend Aretha Franklin has died at the age of 76 years old. Fonzie Thornton was a backup singer to Franklin.
To be on stage with her and to be singing Chain of Fools, you know, the background part, chain, and to be singing hoop, just a little bit. I mean, it's the dream of all dreams.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep.
The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
I don't know what else to tell you. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Shopify has made their intent clear. I mean, right now, I, as a radio show, I don't sell anything. Well, I sell advertising. But, I mean, I don't have any hardware. I mean, I've tried to sell hats and mugs, failed. So I don't sell anything. And if I were to be working with Shopify, they would kick me off. So my guest from Gat Marketing is Charles Anderson. So let's go down the yellow brick road here if we can. Let's say I have been a... I've taken the easy route, and I've been working with Shopify. I have both my financial services and my website tied to Shopify, and I don't know what's going to happen. And I picked up the phone, and I've called you, and I'm like, you got to help me. I got to have a website, and I got to have financial services. What kind of a – let's talk about one time. How much time are we talking about before I emerge from all of this 100% whole?
It's going to depend greatly on what you're selling, how complicated what you're selling is, and how much you sell. If we've got, we've seen trainers, guys that are teaching CPL, CCW classes, that are running through Shopify. In fact, we've actually transitioned three such companies over to our solution. They're relatively easy. They typically have a class every weekend or maybe in some cases only one a month. If we're comparing that to a company like a Operation Parts, you know, they're in a situation where they're sitting deep with 10,000 SKUs. It's certainly going to take them a lot longer to get off of a product to Shopify. A safe answer is it's never going to be less than 30 days, and then a realistic answer is it can take 90 days plus, depending on the size of the client. The biggest problem with Shopify is that there is nothing to really export from their solution. If we were to pull you over from a Shopify, and when we pull people over from Shopify, it's a lot of data entry. You know, we have to have a person that basically goes through the entire Shopify site, copying descriptions, copying prices, copying shipping details, and moving that manually into a new system. We've talked about it before. We've talked about the risks of Facebook making pushes against this industry. Anytime you're playing on someone else's platform, you're in a situation where you are risking them shutting you down, which is highly problematic. And you have no control over exporting or grabbing your data from there. So you're rebuilding this thing from scratch, which means a minimum of 30 days to get this going.
Minimum. So does that mean you're out of business for 30 days? Like in my case, I'm a radio show. I could still do the radio show. I wouldn't have a website while I'm doing the radio show. So the impact to me is somewhat minimal, right?
The impact to you would be minimal because, yes, you wouldn't have a specific product that you're relying on. Your website is informational-based so that people can go and download the podcast version of your show so they can see where you can be found or what you're talking and doing about. It would certainly impact your reach and your ability to connect with the people that are interested in your show, which would
sure.
be bad. But ultimately, you're not relying on those cups, mugs, hats, whatever it might be, to pay your rent, your mortgage, or whatever it might be. So minimal there. You turn that over to a person that's 100% relying on selling a product, and, yeah, they could be looking at anywhere, depending on how much time Shopify is going to give people to get off their platform, anywhere from being down from 30 days to, like I said, 90 days, which is almost a kiss of death.
So should Shopify, in the case like where – let's say I did have, like, Operation Parts. Who, they're nothing but just how many SKUs, thousands of SKUs. How many days should they give them to try to get them to get prepared?
A fair answer for a company like Operation Parts, you know, they took about 4.5 months for us to migrate them from the solution they were on to where they're at now. You know, you should really be offering companies like this when you're talking about not just pulling financial processing. Financial processing is typically about 30 days to get replaced. But now we're talking about taking financial processing and your entire domain name without any ability to be able to export that data to another solution. They should be offering people a 6-month window to be able to scale out. And I think we'd be hard pressed to see them offering even 60 days.
So with, let's say with a website like Spikes Tactical, because they have their website with Shopify. When Shopify drops them as a customer, is that website gone and they're going to start all over again? Does it exist out somewhere where somebody like you could come in there and capture it and bring it back in and start, you know, reassembling it or anything? Excuse me.
No, it's gone. The minute gone. Shopify says, that's it, you're done, we're cutting you off on Friday, let's say. Come Friday, when they hit that button, that domain name is going to go to a 404 website not found. All right. There is no place for us to pull that product. We can try using some of the Internet Archive tools to be able to pull that data back. We can try pulling back from order details and things that they've had in the past. But for all intents and purposes, the moment Shopify says today is your deadline day, there is no chance to grab the data that they have available.
Should they...
What I was going to say is what this means is anyone that's facing a Shopify solution, whether they've been notified at this time or not, that they're on the cut list should be immediately looking for a replacement solution so that they can scale out while their website is still up and running, because that makes the process much, much smoother.
Now, with a website, that they have, like, if they've come to you, and, or if they've come to Shopify, and Shopify has built their website, and they've got all of this, they paid Shopify to, one, build it, and two, maintain it and everything. Is Shopify, is there any indemnity to where they need to reimburse them for anything, for their loss or anything? Or can Shopify just come along and say, well, we got tired of you, we just don't like the way you look, and you're out of here?
So they can always try to sue on a civil basis. But you're dealing, the only answer to that is lawsuit-based. You know, that's going to play out when somebody sues them and says, look, they cost us this amount of dollars. There's no contract that ever is really going to indemnify you from being sued by someone. That being said, there's certainly things in their terms of service that allow them to say, we can shut you down for whatever reason at any time, and we're not going to be held liable for that. And that may get that case thrown out. But the long and the short of it is, until we start seeing somebody actually sue over this, you know, they more or less have a free pass at this moment.
should they be able to get out here and just say, we're going to quit the entire industry, and we're not going to let you know when it's going to happen? I mean, should it be just that one sided to where they?
Nobody should ever be able to be in a position where they can shut your business down with no ramifications. So I absolutely think somebody should step out there and sue these guys and say, look, we've spent money on design services. We've spent money on integrating with the solutions for shipping that you use. We've invested time and money building off of this platform. And it's going to cost us X amount of dollars to move off of it. Somebody's going to have to build a new website. They're going to have to get new hosting. They're going to have to get new credit card processing. They may have to integrate in different ways with their shipping processors. This is not a cheap fix. And no. Shopify was a budget solution. It allowed people to start very, very easily. And quite frankly, now they're using that against these individuals and holding them over the coals.
Yeah. Hang on for me. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. My guest is Charles Anderson from GATT Marketing. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I can't, you know, sometimes I just don't have the vocabulary to put into words what a Boyd's gun stock does. What it is it is ergonomic. It's an ergonomic realization made out of wood. There's nothing any finer. It's merging your DNA with your weapon. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Com.com. Swear to God, I graduated from high school the first time around. Talking to Charles Anderson from GAT Marketing, and we're talking about this crazy topsy-turvy world we're in. Now, okay, so Shopify was a budget solution out there. Are there solutions out there available to people that are maybe just as much budget and maybe not nearly as, I mean, why so many people with Shopify?
It was easy. It was turnkey. It was designed to be able to get up and running with some very simple templates where you can drop in a logo, pick a color scheme, not have to figure out how to get credit card processing, not figure out how you have to do all these shipping integrations with UPS and USPS, FedEx, and all these companies, and be up and running. I mean, you could be up and running on a Shopify website in less than 2 hours. And there's something to be said about that, especially if you're only selling a couple products. You know, obviously it takes longer with more product line, but it was easy to get going when you don't know anything about this and you don't know how to hire the right web guy. You don't know what you really want as far as graphics and you're not trying to compete on a huge basis. It was incredibly popular with people selling t-shirts or small
things like they, what you see on Etsy kind of idea, where they're a boutique niche product that somebody would go searching for, as opposed to, you know, you're not going to see somebody compete against Operation Parts on Shopify.
So is there, are there other services out there that are that turnkey that quick?
There's some services that are relatively turnkey. Everything is really more complicated, especially when you're talking about dealing with a product. And they're also more expensive. There's Volusion, which is what we recommend to companies that are seriously trying to go out there. There is BigCommerce, which is a very viable solution. But all of those also inherently have the same problem. If you're going for easy, easy equates a lack of control. And when you do that, you may be doing nothing more than kicking the can down the road. So if you're in a situation of Shopify is kicking us off today, is BigCommerce or Volusion going to kick us off tomorrow? Ultimately, and what we've said when we've talked about the Facebook problem, when we've talked about financial processors that were giving us problems a long time ago, and now as we move into Shopify, the answer consistently comes down to, if you want security in this world, it's never easy. The answer, though, is to go with a company that's going to do it right and is going to protect you long term. You know, the old adage, especially you and I hearing this in the gun industry, you know, buy once, cry once.
Right.
You know, spend a little bit more money. Get the right product for you that is not going to put you in a situation where you can get kicked off of it tomorrow. We build websites for consumers in the firearms industry off WooCommerce because it is an open source platform that they can never take that away from us. We have the code. We have a solution that works. We build it on a shopping cart that you own when it's all said and done. And you can take that whether you host it with us, you host it with GoDaddy, you go host it with your friend down the street that has a hosting company. We give you the code, we give you control, and you will never be in a situation where you're going to get kicked off of your platform. And that, while a little bit more difficult and a little bit more expensive, means that you only have to deal with it once.
So was the allure of Shopify that you could basically get up with Shopify, start your account with Shopify, and then just let them know what you wanted to do, and it was, it all just sort of populated itself and just did that?
The data still had to be put in, but all of the big hurdles are taken out with Shopify.
Right.
Your design is you pick a design. You know, you drop in a logo image, just like you update your Facebook picture. It's a very similar process to update your logo. To drop a product in, you do the same thing. You upload an image, type in some text, and you're good to go. It's easy.
Is it fair to call Shopify sort of a financial Facebook where we're in there and we're, you know, like YouTube? You and I have had a lot of discussions about YouTube. I don't use YouTube to make any money, so I don't care that much about YouTube beyond the point of what I can do for my sponsors. And so if they demonetize me, big deal. Is the whole idea that are there solutions out there that people can, when they buy it, like with what you're describing that you have, when they buy it, do they own it? And then it just goes with them. It becomes portable. You'll build it and then you hand it off to them. Is that the way that works?
When we build a website for any one of our clients, we build it and we hand it to them. We will maintain that for them if they so wish. Or if they decide that they want to go to a different company or they want to step up, they've learned enough about it that they want to maintain it themselves, because it is fairly easy, we can hand it over to you. You have complete control of that. You can move it to a different hosting company. You can move it to a different management company. You can manage it yourself. There are absolutely solutions. There's three or four solutions that we can work with for your specific company based on your specific needs and based on your budget to make that happen. And frankly, it's the only way that you're ever going to be in a situation where you don't have to worry about losing control of your store. When Facebook decides to cut you off, they can cut you off. When Shopify decides to cut you off, they can cut you off. When you own your own website, you're processing on your own, and you get over those hurdles, and you have a company like us that can walk you through how to get over that because we've done it hundreds of times, well, now you're in a situation where nobody can take your ball and walk away with it.
Hmm. So, comparatively speaking on cost, is this a largely a thing where you can pay me now or pay me later as far as setting this up? Is it cheaper to have a Shopify solution, but at the same time it's riskier?
Absolutely riskier. Absolutely cheaper. We look at Shopify and a lot of people that have used Shopify, it's a gateway store solution. We don't recommend, even before this happened, we don't recommend Shopify as a long-term solution. When you have that one t-shirt idea and you're like, you know what, I'm not sure if this is going to work out, Shopify is a great solution. When you're doing, you know, serious business, let's start saying numbers around $60,000 a year. When you're doing that kind of volume on a website, you need to have a bigger, better solution than what Shopify offers. And we've seen clients that we've taken over that were doing more like $1 million a year and didn't realize that the fees associated with Shopify, while it's easier to get started up with and the initial prices is low, when you start doing volume, the fees are actually much higher than the cost of running your website yourself. We've got one client that just moving them off of Shopify to one of our solutions, they wound up seeing a 15% decrease in their cost the first year because their processing fees were cheaper, their hosting fees were cheaper, and it all worked out to a point where spending 10 grand up front to move to us was cheaper than staying on board with Shopify. Now, we started programs much smaller than 10 grand, but, you know, that's just one example.
Right. So all is not lost. There's solutions out there for the gun industry. This is a before we run out of time, I don't want to be talking too much and, you know, lead you into the wrong direction. GATmarketing.com, G-A-T, like the old-fashioned, you know, Edward G. Robinson, I'm going to get you with a GAT, see, that guy. GATmarketing.com, this is where you can find out all about this kind of thing, this kind of stuff and everything. I mean, I'm using them. Nobody's attacking me. I just sit out there by my lonesome, bothering nobody, and nobody bothering me. And I'm not doing that much, but for those of you who want to, there's a solution for you. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Bill.
Glad to be here. All right. Likewise. Coming up, hour two, we're going to be joined by Dan Waz and Jan Morgan. We're going to talk about the red flag law that Arkansas is considering. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.